Well, Georgia, South Alabama, Northern Florida, and a major part of South Carolina has been hit with an early season heat wave with temperatures over 100 degrees Fahrenheit and heat indexes as high as a 107. A few scattered showers have occurred. However, dryland peanuts could be in trouble if the high temperatures continue. Temperatures are predicted to decline somewhat in the high 90s, but a little rain predicted. Scott Mumford, the peanut specialist in Georgia, said we have a large portion of the peanut crop right now that's 30 to 45 days with soil moisture diminishing quickly due to the heat. Although peanuts do not typically need a lot of moisture in the beginning of the season, he said they do not need to go through a drought stress. Under the current weather pattern, he said, extremely dry and scattered showers, growers need to apply at least 1/2 to 3/4 inch of water to maintain moisture in the top soil profile and to keep the peanut plant moving forward. He said we do not need to get behind. He also encouraged all peanut growers in the southeast to scout their fields and keep ahead of any weed, insect, and or disease problems that could develop. Across the southeast, above normal temperatures and below medium precipitation is predicted for the next 90 days. Drought development is anticipated primarily across the Carolinas through Georgia, and another area that bears careful monitoring is in northern Florida. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.